Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Before. Isn't that what he says? And Paul actually said, our current suffering cannot even be compared to what God hath for us in glory. It's just a short time. So we must deal with it. He tells us, 2 Timothy chapter 3:12. Did I give you that scripture? Let's read that one. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Boy, this is so true. You're always wondering, why do I suffer? Why am I attacked for doing what's right? This is it right here. It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus might suffer persecution. Oh, good. There you go. I was seeing if you was awake. Shall. It's going to happen. I'm here to tell you. And it'll come when you least expect it. Whenever you're fighting that good fight, Satan, what does the Bible say? As a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. You may have won the battle yesterday, but a joker's coming back. He's coming back. He said, I'm going to test him again. Wow, he's in that word today. Oh, he's watching that show. Let me move in. But you're casting down imaginations. You're pushing them back. What does James say? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And what? Resist the devil. And he will flee. I just want to tell you tonight that you will suffer persecution for Christ. But it's light. Paul calls it light. Now, we talked about this last time, but 2 Timothy 4, the first part of that, it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. This is the kicker. Look at your time. What are you doing? Your daily activities. Your weekly activities. Are you entangled with the world? Are you busy? Are you distracted and not looking for opportunities for Christ? Opportunities are there. He actually says this. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The opportunities are there. We have to look for those opportunities, but we are so entangled with the world. We talked about the three ways that we love the world. Who knows what they are? You can raise your hand. Okay, I'll tell you. The love, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The Bible tells us, love not the world. But when we are engulfed with this world system, and it's planting seeds of doubt all in our minds, we are entangled. I tell you, if you're entangled with the world, you're not warring. That means you're not fighting. He says a good soldier will not be bogged down. You remember David fighting Goliath? And they tried to put all this armor stuff on David? David said, I'm not going to be bound with the world's trinkets. But I am going to rely on God in me. No giant in front of you is greater than the God that's in you. I want you to remember that. Because God is doing the work. We simply have to go. What are your priorities and what are you involved in? Now, here's probably my greatest one that I like, and you don't even get this. I want you to let this one sink into your mind. It's just mind-blowing. It's right here, verse 4. We're reading the last part. Why are we not entangled with...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.